It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now in Bahrain, regime forces have once again attacked protesters demanding the release of top opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman. Now, the protest march began shortly after Bahrain's public prosecutor extended the detention of Salman for another 2 weeks. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse the activists in Salman's hometown of Bilad al-Qadim, a suburb of the capital, Manama. Now, the secretary general of the Al-Wifaq group has been under arrest for over a week now. Seeking regime change is one of the four charges formally brought against him. Al-Wifaq has rejected the charges as malicious and outright lies. Manama has so far paid no heed to growing national and international calls to release Salman. Joining us now from West Virginia via Skype is Colin Cavell. He's a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, it seems that Sheikh Ali Salman's arrest has given fresh impetus to this movement in Bahrain for demanding democracy and freedom and human rights, so to speak. What do you make of it?
Well, when you arrest the leader of the main opposition for no apparent reason and just claim that he's calling for regime change, well, most people in Bahrain are calling for regime change. Most people in Bahrain are tired of the unelected dictator, the Al Khalifa family that rules the country. And Sheikh Ali Salman was just voicing his opinion that there should be democratic rule in Bahrain. The regime is so weak right now, any vocal opposition is deemed to be a national security threat. And that's why they have detained and arrested Sheikh Ali Salman, the head of Al-Wafaq, the main opposition party in Bahrain right now. So Sheikh Ali Salman joins Ibrahim Sharif, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, and many other leaders who have been in jail for now over 2-3 years. This is how weak this regime is. Anybody who voices any claim to democracy or calls for democratic rule is considered a terrorist and a national security threat. How pathetic.
Well, Mr. Cavell, what is also interesting is that not only is Sheikh Ali Salman accused of calling for regime change, but he's also accused of doing it through violence. Now, Sheikh Ali Salman is one of those voices in Bahrain who has continued to say that the protests should remain peaceful. Now, do you think there is this concerted effort on the part of the Bahraini regime to either push this movement toward violence or at least portray it so in the eyes of the international community?
Well, the latter aspect that you just mentioned is key. They would like to portray the opposition as a terrorist, violent opposition. And so far, they have been unable to. The opposition is peaceful. The opposition comes out 3/4 of the nation's population on a regular basis to protest against this unelected monarchy. And what Sheikh Ali Salman calls for is democratic rule, a democratic transfer of power to the majority of the people. He is not calling for any violence. And yet, just by doing so, that's considered an act of violence by the Khalifa regime.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That was Colin Cavell, former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, joining us from West Virginia via Skype. Mr. Cavell, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.